and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
Hello, Naomi? Count your lucky stars, babe. Bud Bundy's in the house.
Yeah.
Bud Bundy? We met at the frat party last weekend. I was the one who found your underwear. On the ceiling, right. Say, listen, seems I have a last-minute cancellation in my social calendar any night of the week. And, well, I was wondering if you'd like... You would? This Saturday night?
Okay, Al, I'm ready.
Listen, Naomi, I'm gonna call you right back with the address, okay? My ma, Seuss, is just leaving.
Let's go, Al. Oh, feeling any better, bud?
Is that you, ma?
I just feel awful that you and Kelly got sick and can't come with us to my family reunion. And I really hate to leave you in this condition. After all, I wouldn't want people to think I'm an unfit parent. Let me see this. 98.6. Is that good?
Nope.
No. Maybe I really should stay home. I hate to miss out on the festivities, though. This year, they're going to celebrate the first annual Wanker County Olympic Games.
Damn this fever. You and Dad have a tire-hugging good time.
Well, we will. Bye, Buck. Bye, house. Bye, couch. Oh, boy. Let's go, Al. Yes. As the only non-blood relative invited, they're counting on you to officiate the Olympics. Now let's go before we miss the ceremonial lighting of Cousin Jeb.
All right. Have we got everything? The water purification tablets.
Check.
The meat, fish, grain purification tablets.
Check.
The wanker translation book. You know, English to gibberish.
Check.
Dad? You want me to take the bag to the car?
Yeah, she can walk. Listen, son, by the way, if you don't hear from me at least once a day, then Aunt Skeeter probably violated parole and baked me into one of her pies. In which case, call 911. Or as they say in Wanker County, 911.
Hey, bud, guess what?
Damn this fever. End.
Oh, poor thing.
Hey, Peg, I think I'm coming down with something.
Yes. You're coming down with me to Wanker County.
Well, they're gone.
For a whole week. And guess what, Kel? Next Saturday night, I got a shot at a babe who hasn't used the word no since the last time someone asked her if she ever used the word no.
Well, what if I said that I needed the house next Saturday night?
What if you said you were on fire? I mean, either way, it means nothing to me.
Well, then you're gonna have to be the one to tell the little children that they'll never learn to read.
Kel, there's nothing you can say to me right now that... Tell what little children they'll never learn to read?
Well, you know the anti-illiteracy campaign that I've been so active in?
No.
That's the one. You see, Budrick, these kids look at me as the Verminator, and all they see is glamour and bright lights and deadly poison, but I'm more than just a sexy chick who kills bugs. I'm a role model. So I volunteered to shoot a public service announcement in the house to encourage them to read.
But Kel, you can't read.
Yeah, well, you can't score, but you still have a bed. Anyway, I just thought that it was time that I gave something back to the community.
Well, judging by the lines at the free clinic, you already have.
You know, that's the sort of crack that would make the old Kelly call you a rubber-loving Barbie thumper. But that's the old Kelly. The new Kelly is simply going to ask you to let me have the house next Saturday night so I can show these poor kids the beauty of the little engine that could.
Ah, I love the little engine that could.
Yeah, we all did, Bud, but some of us have moved on. Puff, puff, chug, chug went the little blue engine. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Oh, wow. You know, this would make a great TV movie starring Robert Urich or that brawny Facts of Life girl. Wait a second. What's that smell? It's you. Bud, you smell good. What's wrong?
It's my brand new scent, guaranteed to attract the ladies.
Yeah? What's it called?
Simply Abe. And if that's not enough, I got another buck taped to my thigh.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. And have fun doing your commercial.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
Okay, he's gone!
Thanks. I was getting kind of bored out there, so I took some pictures. See? This one here is from the house across the street.
It's nice. Thank you.
Where the hell did she find these guys?
So, you want to fool around the couch?
Relax, Gunter. We've got hours. I mean, Bud really thinks that I'm shooting a commercial.
What a Mormon!
I know.
So, you want to fool around the couch?
Gunter, you don't just come into my house, covered with oil, smoking a smelly cigar, and ask me to fool around on my mother's couch. I mean, that would be a sign of low breeding. Here, we'll fool around on the floor behind the couch. Gunter, what did you forget to do?
Oh, sorry.
Well, take it out.
That better?
Yes.
Now, I know this may not be quite as comfortable as what you're used to, my dear, but personally, I find making love indoors restrictive. That's why I'm glad that attendant threw us out of his photo mat.
You're as broke as a $2 wristwatch, aren't you?
And hornier than a funeral in New Orleans, baby. Shall we?
No.
No? Where'd you pick up that kind of language?
Look, I don't know what kind of tramp you think I am, but just because a man can build a nest like a wren doesn't mean I'll make out with him. Goodbye.
But I'm wearing Simply Abe.
You know, Kelly, I can't help but feel that this is in some small way my fault. See ya.
Jeez. Who's gonna tell Mom you burnt up her couch? Wait a second. I think I can. I can't believe you burned down Mom's couch.
Yeah, well, I can't believe you bought that stupid Concern for Illiteracy crap. I mean, if you had doubted me the way that you're supposed to, this never would have happened.
Oh, nice try, Pyronymph.
Bud, you've got to help me.
Oh, well, sure. If you don't mind living a life of servitude and degradation, I hear Saudi Arabia needs blondes.
I am not asking for me. I'm asking for Mom. I mean, this town is her life. She can't go on without it. But if she finds out about this, it could kill her.
Kelly, don't you think you're exaggerating just a little?
Hello? Is my couch okay? Your couch? Why, yes, Mom, it's fine. It's lovely. Why do you ask?
Well, the funniest thing, for no reason, my rear end suddenly got warm.
Oh, Mom, what could have happened to the couch that's worse than you and Dad sitting on it, right?
Yeah, I guess I'm just being silly. Anyway, you want to say hi to your father?
No.
Last contestant in the rooster toss, Cousin Zeke. Okay, that's 40 feet. That's a winner.
Congratulations, Zeke.
We shall now have the ceremonial running of the pigs. Not at me, you hillbillies.
Well, you guys have fun, and don't worry about the couch, okay? Say goodbye to Dad for me.
Al, the kid said goodbye.
Hey, to serve man, it's a cookbook.
Bud, we're doomed.
Wait a second. I didn't have anything to do with this. I was out with a girl.
And you really think they're gonna believe that?
Okay, I'll help. If we're gonna get a new couch, first thing we need is a picture of the old one.
Great idea. Bud, you are a genius. Size it up. Alrighty. Now what?
Now we send this to Ripley's along with your picture. I meant a picture before the fire. Okay, I'm gonna get Mom's photo album. Probably more pictures of the couch in here than there are of us.
I can't believe it. Went to every store in town and nobody had that couch.
Well, I said we get the Guadalajara Yellow Pages and start calling Goodwill.
Well, I will not give up. I mean, the good thing is that we still have another week to look. Hello?
Honey? We're coming home early.
We thought this had a little accident.
Accident, my ass! They skinned me alive!
Well, you know better than to stand too close to Cousin Blinky when he's filleting ferret. Anyway, Kelly, we're coming home tomorrow. And you know, I just can't wait to...
Bud, they're coming home tomorrow. Is there any way that I can talk you into taking full blame for this?
Sure. You can get me a woman who won't say no.
So there's no way.
Hey, guys. I got the scoop on your couch. I got some friends in the furniture business. Well, actually, they're in the making false compartments in the furniture business. But they gave me the lowdown.
Oh, please, let this be easy. Please, please, please.
This is not going to be easy. Now, this may come as a surprise to you, but your couch wasn't exactly a popular item.
Oh, how many were made?
What, 1,000? 500? What? 2.
Well, how many did they sell?
1.
Great. Then all we gotta do is find the one that they sold. How hard could that be?
Boy, when your looks go, you're dead. You're dead. Now, no one really knows where the other couch is, but I do know who made it and where he lives.
Oh, then at least let this be easy.
This is not going to be easy. It seems the guy who built it went insane.
How insane?
Well, he spackled in his navel. He built a shrine to Larry of the Three Stooges. And he moved deep into the woods.
How deep into the woods? Hi, are you, Mary?
My name is Murray. Murray.
Oh, sorry. How do you spell Murray?
M-A-R-Y.
Well then how do you spell Mary?
M-A-R-Y.
Oh. So are you busy or busy?
Depends. You from the escort service I called in 79?
No. I'm here to see a man about a couch.
Well, come on in. But if the escort babe shows up, you're gonna have to leave. Besides, I don't know where you got the idea that I'd have a couch. You want a couch, you go to a mall. You want a chair, you go to a mall. You want to see teenage girls ride up and down escalators with very short skirts, you go to a mall. But you want to eat fried squirrel off a dirt floor, you come here. Can I get you anything?
Cappuccino?
Decaf?
Please.
Coming right up. What kind of couch you looking for?
Well, one with sturdy legs, you know, that you could fall asleep on.
That's what I ordered from the escort service. Not there. Not there.
Then where?
Right here. This is my bed. Sorry it's not made. I wasn't expecting company.
Thank you.
Couches.
Oh, great. Here's the one that we're looking for. They say that you're the man who made it.
No. Not this one. I was desperate. My mother was sick. We needed the money. Who are you to judge me?
No, you don't understand. We like the couch.
Yeah, so do I. This is from my Furniture for White Trash line, the Drunken Hillbilly collection. My one attempt at commercialism. God, I hate America. Not the country, the rock group.
Say, look, Mary.
Murray!
Mary, Murray, madman. It's getting a little late, and I'm kind of caught short here without a silver bullet, so... Can you help me replace the couch or not?
Well, I am sorry, but I... No longer build couches. Now I just visualize world peace and occasionally reenact the unsinkable Molly Brown. However, I am willing to part with what is under this giant spreading fungus over here.
Oh. It's perfect. It's perfect. Even down to the stains.
Made it myself.
How much?
Don't insult me with money.
Well, how can I insult you?
With something I've been needing and wanting for a very, very long time. And you're just the person who can give it to me.
I can't believe what you did to get this couch.
candidate, Bud. I mean, it's been years.
We're home, and I missed you so much.
Oh, we missed you too, Mama.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, it really is okay. You know, this is the first time my bottom has ever lied to me.
So how were the Olympics, Dad?
Oh, fine, fine. Hey, you guys ever have a carrot peeler run up and down your arms really, really fast? Of course you have. What the heck? Who hasn't? Well, I guess I'll go to bed. I haven't had a good night's sleep since... Well, since I got married.
Yeah, you know, I'm really tired, too. Oh,
come on, Peg. I already got skint once today.
Oh, Al, don't flatter yourself. Not everything you do turns me on. Oh, baby, the way you open your mouth.
Okay. Looks like you're gonna get away with it. I'm telling you, though, I'm gonna find out what you did to get this couch.
God knows I didn't want to do it. But in today's world, you gotta give something to get something.